we are bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today let's talk about Ariana Grande. She's donating the proceeds from her show to Planned Parenthood.
Really?
So she made a tour stop in Atlanta, and from that, Planned Parenthood will get $300,000. $300,000. So the crazy thing is, this is right after the state of Georgia approved the heartbeat bill, which bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Mm-hmm. So she's making very clear her stance on that in the state of Georgia. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Let's talk about Cuba Gooding Jr. Mm-hmm. So he's going to turn himself into the NYPD Special Victims Unit tomorrow. Whoa. Will he be arrested for allegedly groping that woman Sunday night? He insists that he's innocent, though. So he's going to go in and, like, just book himself and do fingerprints and mugshots with his lawyers. So I guess this lawyer's recommended this. It was the best way to move. So he said that he was partying and taking pics with fans, but no one was touched inappropriately, not even by accident. And he said that there's surveillance footage from that would show that he's innocent. Now, I had to go look in the archives for videos of Cuba Gooding looking like acting crazy in the club. There was a video of him in some random place, and he was just lit, and he like picked up some girl from behind and was like just picking her up. So I don't know, I wouldn't put it past him. I don't want him to be guilty, but I just really would not put it past him. Even if it was accidental, I would not put it past him. Like, I wouldn't. Sex, Young Miami, okay, she announced she's pregnant with a second child. Her second child, a baby girl with her boyfriend, Southside. Well, I read it was a baby girl, but either way, she's pregnant by her boyfriend, Southside. So she dropped the clip of the City Girls documentary, which I'm dying to watch. She's on the phone with P saying she's pregnant. P, the only P, right? So she felt bad because P and Coach, she was like, P and Coach have been going so hard, making sure that they get everything done. And she was crying because she didn't know what to do. And P, he didn't sound happy. Like, he didn't sound pissed, but he sounded like, yo, I gotta call you back. We gonna figure this out, but I gotta call you back. Like, he didn't really have much to offer. Wow. Like, smack in the middle. Like, this is the same thing Cardi went through not that long ago. Mm-hmm. But in her case, it's like, yo, we only have one City Girl right now. Now we about to be down
That's right.
So, we're gonna see, but she posted the whole thing saying, like, nothing's gonna stop. But the fans are all over the place. The fans is like, half of the fans are like, all right, she having a baby, so let me just call my baby daddy back or call somebody with my baby back so we can just have this baby now. That's what we doing. The other half of him is like, yo, City Girl Summer is canceled. Like, this is against everything you taught us. This is what they're saying. This is against everything you taught us. Now, I had to do my research because I listened to City Girl's album when it dropped. And I remember listening to a song about, I remember them mentioning abortion. They didn't say the word. So this is what the lyrics say in the song called Tighten Up. It says, my N-word acting crazy, I'm about to give it to his baby. His mama acting shady, his sister trying to spray me. Keyword, I'm about to give it to his baby. So this is what they talk about, saying, this is against what you taught us, right? Crazy. So,
background.
I know.
Music.
Talking about, we about to act up now. You got some act right now. You about to be sitting down somewhere. Carisha. So anyway, girl, got that act right. He put that act right in you, honey. You in time out all summer. So anyway, and it was crazy. I just seen her Summer Jam last week, and she did not look pregnant. And then she posted a picture. Her stomach is out. It's oval, okay? Mm-hmm. Oval, sitting high up, okay? That's crazy. I don't know what type of Spanx, because I'm going to need to holler at them, because that was crazy. All right, so lastly, Wendy Williams, her new man. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. So her new man's name is Mark Tomlin. He's 27 years old. Mind you, Aunt Wendy about to be 55 next month. Let's just be clear. She's out here snatching up the youth.
Wait.
What?
She's more than double.
She was home with her husband last month?
Yes. I don't think I don't think that they are, like, she's probably not exclusive. I don't know if they're exclusive. I'm pretty sure she doesn't plan on getting married. I think she's just having fun doing what she does best. All right? Uh-huh. We should be saying zipping it, doing it. Whatever. So he's a fashion-based designer out of LA, but he's originally from Maryland. Now, people are concerned, okay, because Wendy snacked her little ex-convict, all right?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so in 2013, he was convicted for robbery with a dangerous weapon and breaking and entering in North Carolina.
What?
Guys, he was 21 years old. He was 20 damn one years old. And before that, I guess in high school, he allegedly...
Ago.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Okay. He's 21.
That's like yesterday.
Right. Literally.
That means he's criminal minded.
He's fresh out. So anyway, he spent he spent 2.5 years. He spent some time. Okay? So I guess he might have been out 4 years by now. Anyway, allegedly in high school he sold drugs. So people are like, oh, Wendy, she basically saying she does what she wants. I mean, listen, who is against y'all saying people complaining and sending money on people's books? What's good enough for Wendy is not good enough for you. You hold her to a higher standard than you hold yourself. But again, I have nothing wrong with that. If you wanna, I'm all about second chances. The man showing that he changed, by all means, rock with it.
She needed a tune-up. What you mean?
He's definitely blowing that back out. He look real sturdy, sis. Real sturdy. Not even going to hold.
With that being said, man, we got more in the next hour. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7. Wow.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.